This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. More than 24,000 people have been forced from their homes by torrential rains in Hainan's capital, Haikou. Over 330 millimeters of rain was dumped on the city in a 24-hour period between Tuesday and Wednesday, and more rain is continuing to pound the city. The historic downfall is being brought on by the remnants of Typhoon Nalgae. Forecasters are expecting between another 1 to 200 millimeters of rain in the next 2 days in Haikou. One person is dead and one other is missing after an explosion at a chemical plant in Inner Mongolia. Six others had to be hospitalized after the explosion and subsequent fire at the chemical factory in the city of Wuhai, which is located just north of Ningxia. It's unclear what kind of chemicals the company is working with. Worker error is being blamed for the explosion and subsequent fire. Officials with the Beijing airport say they've been handling record numbers of travelers and are expecting one of their busiest days again today. The airport authority says between last Friday and this past Wednesday, around 1.35 million passengers have passed through the airport. That's up nearly 4% compared with the same holiday period last year. Today, expected to be one of the busiest days, as it is the official end of the national holiday. Around 250,000 people are expected to roll through the Beijing airport today, which would be just slightly less than the 258,000 people the airport had to handle on National Day itself last Saturday. Five people are dead and 20 others wounded in two roadside bombings in Iraq. The successive blasts took place in northern Baghdad. The first blast hit a passing car. Then, when police and rescuers arrive, another blast went off. The dead are all civilians. Four of the wounded are police officers. World and business leaders are paying tribute to Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev both say that Jobs changed the world. Apple's leading rivals, including Microsoft, Google, Sony, and Samsung, have all chipped in with their tributes. Microsoft founder Bill Gates says it's been an insanely great honor working with Jobs. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has described Jobs as a mentor and a friend. Libya's de facto prime minister, Mahmoud Jibril, has made a surprise trip to Baghdad. He's briefed the Iraqi authorities on their hunt for Muammar Gaddafi. Jibril's trip to Iraq is also believed to be the start of a campaign to get fellow OPEC members to lend their support to Libya during that country's transition. German Chancellor Angela Merkel now says that countries in Europe should not hesitate to recapitalize their banks. As the debt crisis simmers in Europe, Merkel is pressing other countries in the Eurozone to top up their banking systems to avoid any further damage to the euro. Merkel has made the comments following meetings with the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Berlin. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says his country is fiscally strong enough to withstand global market shocks. Putin has told an investment forum that his government is working to reduce the state's role in the economy. Putin contends that Russia's hard currency reserves, which are worth over $500 billion, and the country's low level of debt, will help Russia cope with the impact of the Eurozone debt crisis.
Russia is better prepared for different crisis scenarios than it was in 2008. For unexpected situations, we have means from our reserve fund, the volume of which, by the way, is growing.
Putin says his government expects 4.1% economic growth this year. Sweden's most famous living poet, Tomas Tranströmer, has held an impromptu news conference outside his apartment following word of his Nobel Prize in Literature. Tranströmer's wife, Monica, says that they were blindsided by the news. Tranströmer's poems have been translated into more than 50 languages. The 80-year-old is the 108th recipient of the Nobel Prize for Literature. The defense attorney for Michael Jackson's doctor is now calling into question a coroner investigator's notes and recollections of items found in the singer's bedroom after he died. Coroner investigator Alyssa Fleck has testified at Conrad Murray's trial that she found 12 vials of the drug which contributed to Jackson's death. Conrad Murray's trial is expected to last for at least another 3 weeks. If convicted of involuntary manslaughter, Murray could face up to 4 years in prison. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.